2020年河南省普通高中招生考试试卷英语精准卷二。一、听力理解。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。
Number one, I stayed at home all day yesterday because of the heavy rain. It was so boring.
Well, it's fine today. Let's go out to play tennis.
I stayed at home all day yesterday because of the heavy rain. It was so boring.
Well, it's fine today.Let's go out to play tennis. Number two. Jim, Linda is said to be the tallest girl in your class, right?
I don't think so. Susan is much taller than her.
Jim, Linda is said to be the tallest girl in your class, right?
I don't think so.Susan is much taller than her.
Number three. What a heavy traffic jam. We've been waiting for the bus for 30 minutes.
How about riding shared bikes to the park? It may be faster under such road condition.
That's a good idea. What a heavy traffic jam.We've been waiting for the bus for 30 minutes.
How about riding shared bikes to the park? It may be faster under such road condition.
That's a good idea.
Number four. It's 4:30. Do you think we can finish the report at 5:30?
I'm afraid not. But Mr. White said that we could hand it in an hour later than it...
All right. It's 4:30. Do you think we can finish the report at 5:30?
I'm afraid not. But Mr. White said that we could hand it in an hour later than it.
All right. Number five. What a lovely day. Let's go camping, Bella.
Sounds great, but I promised my friend to go shopping.
What a pity.
Maybe we can go camping next time.
What a lovely day. Let's go camping, Bella.
Sounds great, but I promised my friend to go shopping.
What a pity.
Maybe we can go camping next time.
第二节听下面几段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六至第七两个小题。
Good morning. What can I do for you?
Yes, please. I'd like to buy a shirt for my son.
What about this white one? It sells very well in our store.
Oh, he doesn't like the color. Blue is his favorite.
Well, what do you think of this blue one?
It looks very nice. How much is it?
It's $25, but it's much cheaper if you get two. Only $20 for each.
Okay, I'll take two.Here is the money.
Thank you. Here you are. Good morning. What can I do for you?
Yes, please. I'd like to buy a shirt for my son.
What about this white one? It sells very well in our store.
Oh, he doesn't like the color. Blue is his favorite.
Well, what do you think of this blue one?
It looks very nice. How much is it?
It's $25. But it's much cheaper if you get two, only $20 for each.
Okay, I'll take two. Here's the money.
Thank you. Here you are.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第九两个小题。
Have you seen my book, Dad?
What book is it?
My French book. I can't find it.
It's on your desk, isn't it? I saw it this morning.
I put it on my desk this morning, but it isn't there now.
Maybe you put it in your school bag with all your other books.
I've checked my school bag already, but I didn't find it.
What about the table next to the television? There are several books and magazines over there.
Let me have a look. Oh, yes, it is. Thanks, Dad.
Not at all. But you should put your things away next time.
Okay, I will.Have you seen my book, Dad?
What book is it?
My French book. I can't find it.
It's on your desk, isn't it? I saw it this morning.
I put it on my desk this morning, but it isn't there now.
Maybe you put it in your school bag with all your other books.
I've checked my school bag already, but I didn't find it.
What about the table next to the television? There are several books and magazines over there.
Let me have a look. Oh, yes, it is. Thanks, Dad.
Not at all. But you should put your things away next time.
Okay, I will.
听下面一段独白，回答第十至第十二三个小题。
Last Monday, my daughter and I went to a small village by bus. It was a long trip, and it took us 45 minutes to get there. When we arrived at the village, we were attracted by its beauty. There were lots of mountains near the village, and birds flew freely in the sky. In the village, there was also a lake. It was really big and peaceful. Flowers and trees were around it. We took a lot of photos there.My daughter had never been to a village before. She said she hoped to come to this beautiful village once again.
Last Monday, my daughter and I went to a small village by bus. It was a long trip, and it took us 45 minutes to get there. When we arrived at the village, we were attracted by its beauty. There were lots of mountains near the village,And birds flew freely in the sky. In the village, there was also a lake. It was really big and peaceful. Flowers and trees were around it. We took a lot of photos there. My daughter had never been to a village before. She said she hoped to come to this beautiful village once again.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十五三个小题。
Hello, could I speak to Tina, please?
Sorry, she's not in. She is reading in the library. This is Jack, her brother. Can I take a message for you?
It's very kind of you. I'd like to invite her to my birthday party.
Okay.When is your birthday party?
At 7:30 tomorrow evening at my home. My home is on Bridge Street, next to the Bali clothes store. She can come by subway.
Okay, so what's your name?
Lucy Brown. Oh, by the way, you can come with your sister together.
Okay, I'll tell her as soon as she comes back.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, could I speak to Tina, please?
Sorry, she's not in. She is reading in the library. This is Jack, her brother. Can I take a message for you?
It's very kind of you. I'd like to invite her to my birthday party.
Okay. When is your birthday party?
At 7:30 tomorrow evening at my home. My home is on Bridge Street, next to the Bali clothes store. She can come by subway.
Okay, so what's your name?
Lucy Brown. Oh, by the way, you can come with your sister together.
Okay, I'll tell her as soon as she comes back.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
第三节，听下面一篇短文，根据短文内容，找出与每个人物活动相符合的图片。短文读两遍。
All my classmates are volunteers. Nick enjoys playing football, and he often goes to a primary school in the village to teach the children how to play it. Dave loves animals.And he thinks animals are our friends. Sometimes he works in the zoo. Sometimes he looks after the animals in the animal hospital on weekends. John likes reading funny stories. He is good at telling stories and jokes, so he often visits sick kids in the hospital to cheer them up. Sally likes drawing, and she draws very well.She often helps the school newspaper to draw different pictures. Anna loves singing, and she usually goes to the old people's home to sing for the old people, or she sings to raise money for homeless people. What about me? Well, I am good at English, so I work in an English club to help members to learn English. All of us are very happy.Because we can try our best to help others.
All my classmates are volunteers. Nick enjoys playing football, and he often goes to a primary school in the village to teach the children how to play it. Dave loves animals, and he thinks animals are our friends. Sometimes he works in the zoo. Sometimes he looks after the animals.In the animal hospital on weekends. John likes reading funny stories. He is good at telling stories and jokes, so he often visits sick kids in the hospital to cheer them up. Sally likes drawing, and she draws very well. She often helps the school newspaper to draw different pictures. Anna loves singing, and she usually goes to the old people's home.To sing for the old people, or she sings to raise money for homeless people. What about me? Well, I am good at English, so I work in an English club to help members to learn English. All of us are very happy because we can try our best to help others.